It is time for Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning to you, and I feel particularly blessed not to be sharing the same climate with you in the next few days.
Right. Yes, well, although you're getting some rain?
A rain, and it's been extremely windy, I mean, so much so that some trees have sort of fallen over, etc. But I am not complaining, so I'll take what we get as long as the temperature doesn't go below, 55 degrees or something.
Well, right now we are at 51, right?
Yeah, we were up to 51.
Get out the bikinis.
That's right.
Oh, we got out the bikinis. This is what's really sad is we got out the bikinis when it got to 25. It was so bloody cold
at the weekend.
Right. It was just, I don't even know what the days were. It was just stupid.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of stupid, and this is the theme, your post is interesting for numerous reasons, but the condition of misinformation is so prevalent that it just helps absolutely nothing. And the thing that needs to be focused on is while some old people, still have some common sense left and can tell that it's misinformation, I don't know exactly what to do about people pretty much under the age of 40 who don't know the difference anymore.
With that, Jill, that's what sort of, I was reading things on the web and I was so aggravated that it really stimulated writing this blog. I was thinking, first of all, about the number of apps and websites and articles in the newspaper, etc., personalized nutrition. You send in your DNA, have your enzymes, your blood, your hair follicles, I don't know what, test it, and we are going to develop a weight loss program for you. And the diets, the vitamins, the minerals, etc. Okay, fine. But half of the you population are women. And as far as I could see in looking at these various sites, none of them promised or even took notice of the fact that for many women, every month, there is something that happens. And that something that happens is that their appetite changes. They become really, it's very difficult for them to control their eating. They become tired. They don't want to exercise. Their sleep is disrupted. They become moody, depressed, angry, confused, have problems concentrating. And this condition lasts usually 3 or 4 days. But before you really get up the courage to go see your local psychiatrist, it resolves and resolves because after these 3 or 4 days, you get your period. I'm talking about premenstrual syndrome and the fact that it resolves at the end of the woman's menstrual cycle. And then 3 or 4 days after that, these women are in control of their eating. They no longer have cravings. They no longer feel depressed, angry, confused, have problems with cognition and sleep. Okay, I have failed to find any kind of, quote, personalized nutrition that takes notice of this. And in addition, I have not noticed any recommendations that have taken cognizance of the fact that we know what causes PMS, and we know that if you avoid certain nutrients, you're going to make your PMS worse. And I assure you that it becomes much worse. And if you eat other nutrients, you will find that it becomes better. We discovered at MIT, and this I'm just mentioning research that took us several years, and it was not the easiest research to do because, Marshall, you would think about this. If you have a large research group, large number of volunteers, all of whom are women with very severe PMS, it's a very difficult population to work with. We wanted people with very severe PMS, but people with very severe PMS tend to be angry, confused, depressed, and stubborn, and they don't want to do what you tell them to do, and they're nasty until
right.
they get better.
No, okay? And you're absolutely right, and it takes remember that old, it takes a tough man to make a tender chicken. It's like it takes a lot of focus to work within that group so that you can get good data.
Right, and so but we had a group of psychiatrists, a gynecologist, an obstetricians that all working with us, and what we discovered, and I won't go through the details now because they're not enough time. What we discovered was that normal weight women each day ate 1,100 or more calories than when they were at the beginning of their period. Can you believe that they did not even know what they were doing because they didn't know how much they were eating before they got before they were premenstrual and when they were premenstrual. But that is a lot more calories per day. And yet, once they got their periods, they went back to eating normally. And all those, most of those calories came from high carbohydrate foods like cookies and candy and chips and pasta and rice and bread and crackers, cereal, carbohydrate foods. Okay, but they weren't, and some people say, well, of course, eating those carbohydrates made them worse. Well, that's not the case. Although some people who don't do any science might really come to that conclusion. What we found was that when we actually gave them, not to their knowledge, a small amount of carbohydrate when they were terribly PMSing and measured their mood before and after they had the carbohydrate, they, lo and behold, became better. And we also did other experiments with a drug that activates serotonin because we knew that eating carbohydrate made more serotonin. Well, we're using a drug that activated serotonin, and we found that when serotonin was more active, these women's food intake went back to normal. Their moods became normal. They could concentrate, and they could sleep, and they had energy, and they stopped crying at work. And our research actually led to the development of the first known drug for very severe PMS. Okay, that's all background. So here you have people giving us personalized information about what you should be eating, you know, to lose weight, and they're saying, don't eat carbohydrates. Okay, folks, so what are you going to do when a person, being a woman, has PMS? Don't eat carbohydrates? Fine. Then everybody in the household ought to leave and go on vacation because that woman, and also her workplace, because that woman is going to be very, very unhappy. And what is so appalling, if you look at the Internet, is that nobody seems to realize this, and people just give this advice because they imitate everybody else. Don't do this, do that, don't eat sugar, don't eat caffeine. Of course, you should have caffeine because you are exhausted. And you know, don't have any carbohydrates. People don't use any kind of basic information. And I think that if anybody is being consulted by somebody who says, I'm going to develop a personalized diet plan for you, and that person, being a woman, has PMS, and by the way, menopause isn't much better, that person ought to say to the consultant, what do you know about premenstrual syndrome and what I should eat and how I should feel better? And that person said, well, you know, we'll deal with that later. I would run in the opposite direction and, you know, get somebody else to help me.
Yeah, because that's pretty much 50% of your cycle.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's that people, and one of the problems, of course, with PMS is that it's never the same month after month. I mean, one month it might last 5 days. Another month it might last 2 hours. One month it might be really awful. And the next month it might just sail by saying, oh, yeah, okay.
I'm sure that has every, non-scientific, but I have to tell you, just heard a BBC News piece where apparently they poured hot water on an iceberg and surprise, surprise, it melted. I'm just sort of baffled at... Like, really?
No, it wasn't on the iceberg. It was in a big tube that went into the iceberg.
Well, I don't care. It just seems like if you pour hot water on
that's
ice.
That's very funny.
Yeah, right, exactly. But apropos not necessarily needing a study, that difference in PMS is going to have a lot to do with environment and weather and just
absolutely.
Externals.
People,
that typically aren't asked for. It's like, all right, you know, on these personalized, and Judy, you know this because I sent it to you. There's a BBC thing that personalized your diet, speaking of the BBC.
And exactly. But did you see anything about PMS in it?
No. But I didn't see anything. You flunked because they couldn't find a diet for you.
Well, that's true. I tried. It's true.
Right.
But they only had people who couldn't eat, I mean, who couldn't control their eating, which, big deal. I mean,
yeah, but asking someone with all due respect to everybody, asking somebody with a certain condition to fill out a form about their condition is already potentially going to set you...
That's exactly right. And again, the point about PMS, and I really think it's important, is that if you look at women before they have PMS, they are normal. And if they are given a test to dealing with their psychiatric problems, which is a standard test, when they are PMS and the test is scored by a computer, the scores come back, you must go see a psychiatrist immediately. You are psychotic. You are schizophrenic. You have severe depression. You are a violent person. That has how these scores come back that way. And 2 days later, oh, this person is perfectly normal. So if you were taking that personalized test, well, at what time in the month is your eating in control? It didn't say anything about that. Probably the test was made up by men, but if not, for shame, if it was made up by women for ignoring that.
Yeah, but a lot of these guides, P.S., are women. Anyhow, to be continued, thank you very much, Dr. Judy
Wortman.
You're
welcome. Keep warm. Bye-bye.
Food for Mood.
And Judy can be heard on Thursday mornings before the Lakeville Journal here on Robin Hood Radio. Also online at robinhoodradio.com.